All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. Glad to have you with us tonight. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and guys, you can be too. And I want to congratulate so many of you who are moving forward, building your business. You're reaching for that EC level of that promotion between now and ambition. Keep going. You can make it happen. You've got time. We've got about 5 or so weeks left. Guys, put the pedal to the metal. You can make it happen. You can get it done, okay? Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and at 11 a.m. in Japan, which would what we would call tomorrow. They're listening in. Welcome from the to everyone in Japan that's listening in on the call, okay? And this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start, because when you come to this call, you're going to hear something tonight, this morning, that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now. And tonight, this morning, is definitely no exception. Now, listen, we ask people when you get on the call to let us know if you're registered for the big event. Ambition, August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, 3rd. It's going to be in your power zone if you're not registered yet, especially those of you who are within your first 30 days. Go to your power zone, get registered for the big event. You get qualified for the triple-double bonus. You can get everything in order, get the room and everything else ready. Get registered for the big event. There's something that happens in your business right now when you register, when you make a commitment to something. Then things start to line up for you. And a lot of times it doesn't start to work until you commit. Make the commitment, get into your power zone, register for the big event as soon as possible. But then those of you who are in the know, listen, Power Trip is coming. Power Trip in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's going to be November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'm already registered, looking forward to being there. Star-studded leadership, including number one incomer, Brian McClure. Ray Monty is going to be there. Joey Carter is going to be there. Philip Eckhart is going to be there. Many others are going to be there, and you want to be in the place. Don't be afraid of the cold. Get a jacket. Show up, Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's going to make a difference for you. Now, let me introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This guy, if you're in Ambit Energy, or if you've been around this call at all, he needs no introduction. But it's my pleasure to introduce to you the number one income earner in Ambit Energy, one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. We have him on our call tonight. Please welcome my friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Bear. I appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their Sunday evening to get on this call week in and week out. Hopefully, we bring value, which has you returning to the call. I wanted to mention just a quick note on impending events. You know, a lot of times people are so focused about their own finances, you know, making sure they got the airfare, the hotel, and, the expenses and so on and so forth, that they really miss the true opportunity. The true opportunity that occurs is not getting yourself there. That's certainly important, and people will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. But the most important thing is getting your people there. You know, I can remember the first ambition. It was in Lost Pines Hyatt Resort, Bastrop, Texas. There were about 700 people in attendance. It was the third weekend, I think, of October of 2007. And Ray Monty had entered the business on October 7th of 2007, 10-7 of 7. I'll never forget that day. Changed my life and a whole bunch of other people's lives listening to this call. And he wasn't able to attend. He had tickets and made a commitment to go to Madison Street Garden to hear the minister, Joel Osteen, and just felt obligated to fulfill that obligation with the people that he had invited to go to that event. So he wanted to go, but Norbert Hennessy came and brought about four or five other people. And Ray understood that it wasn't about getting himself there, though that was certainly important. And certainly he's not missed an event since, but with short notice, he just couldn't make that one. But it was about getting his people there. You know, even though he couldn't get there, you know, he worked diligently to get as many people there as he could in his brand new organization that was getting going. So, you know, you hear about I'm registered for ambition. I'd like to start here, and I'm registered for ambition, and I have 23 people in my group registered. I'm registered for Ambition. I have 2 people in my group registered. You know, it doesn't matter if you have 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, if you just get started in the business, or maybe you've been in the business a while and that's all you've got coming to Ambition. You know, it doesn't matter if you've got 100, 200, 300, or thousands like Ray and Philip and Chris and Debbie and others will have it at Ambition. You know, I know Ray started out with 4 or 5 people there, Norbert leading the charge, and now he's got thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in his organization there. So you've got to start somewhere. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Wherever you start is good, and then next year you just got a goal to get a little bit higher, and then the next year a little bit higher, and the next year a little bit higher. This is what I know about Ambition. This is what I know about Power Trip. This is what I know about regional trainings. This is what I know to be an absolute fact. That action will take you out of doubt, and doubt will take you out of action. You know, it's just absolutely natural to have doubt about the business. You know, somebody tells you no, you go out, you give a BP to somebody, and they say they're going to get in, then they call you back and said, I read something on the internet, or this one told me it wasn't any good, they don't get in. You know, you start to doubt not only Ambit as an opportunity, but as importantly, you start to doubt your ability to enroll people into the business, to sell them the dream, to get them involved in our business. And when that doubt starts to creep in, you start doing less and less and less, because people don't like rejection. They don't like failure. And it's just a natural thing. And then what happens? Then what happens is that something happens. You know, you put yourself in action, you keep yourself in action, you're showing the plan, and then all of a sudden somebody hops into the business, and then that somebody puts a couple of people in the business, and those people start putting people in the business, people start promoting, and that action, that activity, that those results that you begin to achieve, you know, put you more and more in action. You know, it deserves more of your time because you're making more money. So the point that, and the reason I wanted to bring that up on the first part of this call is that same thing happens at Ambition. There is nothing. There's no event, not Power Trip, not Illumination, not, you know, EC Factory event, not any event out there. There is no other event that comes anywhere close to the enthusiasm and the excitement of Ambition. And I'll tell you this. Absolutely guaranteed, if you leave Ambition and go back and work, you're going to more than pay for your cost of Ambition, because there are attendee-only specials and promotions that are put on at Ambition. And they're not just, you know, a few dollars here and a few dollars there. They give you the ability to make thousands, tens of thousands of extra dollars just because you attended Ambition versus not attending Ambition. It's not a financial decision. It may be a financial challenge in that you've got to come up with the money, but it's not a financial decision, you know, because the investment, the return of and on that investment is going to be several fold. And it's proven over and over and over again, and Ambit Energy's done research on this, to understand that the people that attend Ambition, their productivity after Ambition versus the ones that don't attend Ambition, it's not 10% or 20% or 50%. It's several fold. It's hundreds of percent, if not thousands of percent, difference. So it's not about getting yourself to Ambition. It's about getting as many people in your group as possible to Ambition. That's really the key. And just like you're focused on promoting in the marketing plan, next year you're focused on getting more people to Ambition. Same thing with Power Trip. Now, how many people did you have attend the last Power Trip? Well, try to beat that number. You know, as long as you're moving forward, as long as you're tracking your business, as long as you're keeping yourself accountable and your group accountable, and you need to put this challenge down to your group. Not everybody in your group's on this call tonight. You need to pick up the phone tomorrow and talk to them about it's not only you getting to Ambition, John or Mary or whoever you're talking to, but it's about getting your people to Ambition. Who can we talk to? This is the time of year where you're not only enrolling people into Ambit Energy as new consultants, but you're enrolling people into the possibility of what could happen for them in their Ambit business if they attend Ambition, and more importantly, they get some of their people to Ambition. I want to talk to you about my subject tonight, and you know, in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by my friend John Maxwell wrote the great book. We did the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and Ambit Energy is a great CD set. And the person that Chris Chambliss chose to do the law of intuition was important, because in my opinion, intuition is one of the toughest things. It's very difficult. In fact, I don't believe it could be taught. You know, intuition by definition is intuition. It's not something that could be taught. But what one can do is one can seek to understand it so that at some point you can find it within yourself. You know, this is not something that is easily defined. It's not something that is easily coached or taught in leadership training. I think that the law of intuition of the 21 laws was the toughest one. And Regina Gale was given that, and she's just got incredible intuition. And so I want to talk about intuition, not so much trying to teach you intuition, but trying to get you to understand intuition. You know, when people look at our business, or any business, in fact, they look at it twofold. One, they need to seek and understand the marketing plan. They need to believe in the company. They need to believe that they can make money on the mechanical part of the marketing plan. In other words, can I get somebody enrolled in this business? Can I help them gather customers? And if I do, I'm going to get paid this much. And if I can help them gather people, and can I promote the marketing plan? And when I do, I'll get paid this much. And they've got to believe that the marketing plan is going to remunerate them in a way and reward them financially in a way that it's worth their effort. You know, the most valuable asset that any of us have is our time. And you know, people judge that, you know, whether it's subconsciously or consciously, they judge that. So they need to understand the business. They need to believe in the business. They need to be able to move forward based on the confidence that the company's going to be there. They're going to do what they say they're going to do. They're going to get paid the way they're going to get they're supposed to get paid. But I'm going to tell you that I believe that even more importantly is they need to believe in you. You know, they need to believe in you as the person who enrolled them, or they need to believe in you as the sponsor, or the RC, or the SC, or the EC, or the NC that's going to help them in the business. They need to believe in the people that are supporting them in the business, because when people look at this business for the first time, they think they're getting into the energy business, and they're not getting into the energy business. Everybody on this call is aware of that. What they're getting into is they're getting into the people business, and people business is about people, and they've got to believe in the people that are going to mentor them and help them get started in the business at least enough so that they can grow up themselves and go become a mentor themselves. You know, you should never, you know, make a decision to join any business based solely on who brings you into the business or who your support staff is. If you're a leader, that doesn't really matter, because you grow past them very quickly and become your own leader. But not everybody thinks that way. Most people in our business are not leaders, they're followers. And a lot of those followers develop into leaders. But if you ever want to become a good leader, you've got to learn to become a good follower. So intuition is important, because when you're talking to somebody about the business, and I see this over and over and over and over again, there are certain people that you're talking to about this business that you can call and you can cajole, you can encourage, you know, that they need that. They need that little push to push them over the top. Yet there's other people that if you're too pushy, they're going to get out of the business and they're going to rationalize it this way. Well, if he's this pushy or she's this pushy with me, then I don't want them being that way with my people, and so I'm not getting in the business because they're going to be the same way with my people. So this is where intuition comes in. This is where one has to understand, the intuition as to how to work with each person. And I'll tell you the best way, just starting out, right, trying to get your arms around intuition, going, okay, well, you know, I'm kind of hearing what you're saying, Brian. I'm not quite understanding it or whatever. Let me tell you the best way to start with intuition. It's a building block. The first learned skill that you can do is become a good listener. You know, we all like to talk. We all like to run our mouths about this and run our mouths about that. The more educated we get about Ambit, the more we know about Ambit, the more compelled we feel to tell our brand new person that hasn't even made the decision in the business how smart we are. You know, did you know this? Did you know that? I found this out. I found that out. Boom, 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 boom. And you just overwhelm them with information. So when you overwhelm somebody with information, they shut down, and you're not even given the opportunity to use intuition, even if you have that skill set, because they're gone. I mean, you just totally overwhelm them. You know, so intuition, you know, and as you start to develop it, you know when to back off, when to give somebody space, when somebody says, well, you know, I want to do some research on the internet. You know, there's some people that you can say, well, look, let me tell you what you're going to find. Boom, 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 boom. And you can try to eliminate it on the spot. And then there's other people you say, you know, John, I welcome that. You know, it's just like AT&T or any of the rest of the companies out there that are in the services business. You're going to read an awful lot of negative stuff written on there by people that you know, got their electricity cut off, or, you know, just like with people with AT&T Mobile, got their cell phone, and that's the way they get back at the company. You're going to find an awful lot of good things, but I encourage you to do that. Read the good and the bad. If you have any questions, get back with me and just get back off, you know. And then there are other people that you can placate and answer that objection right there on the spot. That's intuition, knowing, hey, do I just kind of soft pedal this and give this person their space? And, you know, those types of personalities that are engineers, that are anal retentive people, you got to give them their space no matter what you tell them. In fact, if you tell them too much, they're thinking you're trying to cover up. But no matter what you tell them, they're still going to go and Google Ambit Energy, you know, and they're going to Google Ambit Energy this and Ambit Energy that, and they're going to spend hours and hours and hours Googling Ambit Energy. That's who they are. That's their personality. But the way you find out who that person is you listen. You ask them a question and zip your mouth. Ask them another question and zip your mouth. You know, John, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an engineer. Oh, what type of engineer are you? Well, you know, I'm an electrical engineer. Well, you know, what do you do in the electrical engineering field? Who do you work for? You know, and they're going to talk about, you know, how they, you know, they get into detailed plans and how they, you know, do this or they do that. And all of a sudden you're going, okay, this person's very detail-oriented. You're listening to what they're saying. They're not saying, hey, look, I'm detail-oriented, and I'm going to look up everything I can look up on the internet about Ambit. You're just listening to their personality type. You know, you're just listening to who they are and what they're about, you know. If you were to talk to me, you wouldn't hear the word research or, you know, Google or any of that come out of my mouth. That's just not me, you know. I see an opportunity. I like it. I move forward. You know, I don't care what's written in Google. I don't care what my brother, my uncle, my mom, I don't care what anybody thinks. If it's something I want to do, I move forward. I'm a different personality type, okay? I'm an A-type personality. I'm gonna charge like a rhinoceros, you know. Tony Procopio talks all the time, and I read years and years ago the book Rhinoceros Success. If you haven't gotten it, you can go on Amazon and pick that book up. But you know, it's talking about being tough like a rhino and just charging through all the barriers, you know, and not being timid about things. And you know, that's my personality type. So if you see that you've got that type of personality type, your intuition kicks in and say, okay, well, I can go ahead and deal with some of these things because this guy just wants to get to the finish line as fast as he can. So intuition is not something that can be taught. It's something that inherently develops over a long period of time. I'll tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, women have a lot better intuition just naturally, the way they're made up. They're more emotional than men are more logical. And so when somebody's more emotional, their intuition and those feely type things that are a lot more natural to women, that those skills are learned a lot easier by women. So intuition is not something that comes easily to men because we're logical, you know, and intuition has got nothing to do with logic. So, you know, I think when Chris Chambliss picked Regina Gale to do in the law of intuition and John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership and Ambit Energy, She was a great pick. You know, she had been mentoring women for years, way previous to Anne, teaching them how to dress and how to present themselves and how to perform and act in the marketplace, in the workplace. And so, you know, she really, really understood intuition. I think that the second thing that I wanted to talk about in John's book is the law of the lit. And if you haven't read the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell, I seriously suggest you get it and take a look at it. The first law in the book is the law of the lit. Selected to talk about that in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership and Ambit Energy in that CD series we did here a few years back. And the law of the lit, if you take and draw a graph, you know, so you've got the horizontal axis and you got the vertical axis. And along the horizontal axis, if you make it 1 through 10, and then on the vertical axis, you make it 1 through 10, and you were to create a grid, you'd have 100 squares. 10 times 10 is 100. You'd have 100 squares. And so on the horizontal axis, if you look at your skill set, okay, your knowledge base and your skill set, you know, what people typically do is they work on that horizontal axis. They feel like for them to be successful, I'm going to apply this to ambit energy. For them to be successful in ambit energy, they've got to learn more. They've got to learn, you know, how many customers does it take to get paid on the fifth level? How many customers do I have to have? I can tell you right now, I can't answer that question. All I know is you got to have 20 customers to get paid through 7 levels and promote to national consultant. That's all I need to know. You know, all I need to know is how do I get to the top? What do I have to maintain to get paid at the top? I don't need to know anything else because I'm not doing anything but going to the top. But there are people that want to know how many customers you need to get paid through this level and how many customers you need to get paid through this level and how many customers you need to get paid through this level. They need to understand exactly how all that works. They need to know how all Jumpstart 1, 2, 3, and 4 works. You know, what's the time period? How many customers do I need? How much do I get paid? When do I get paid? How do I get paid? They want to know everything, okay? And so that's the horizontal axis. That's your knowledge base. So if you're brand new in the business from an ambit perspective, you know, maybe you're a 2 or you're a 3 and you're going to trainings and you're learning all the time. And you move from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 to 8. And you get very, very knowledgeable about the business over time. But the vertical axis is leadership, okay? And so let's say that you've progressed nicely, and again, that you can apply this to any part of your life, but let's say you've progressed very, very nicely and you're an 8 on the horizontal axis on skill and knowledge. But, you know, leadership, people don't pay a whole lot of attention to you. You're not really a good speaker. You don't have a whole lot of self-confidence. You know, there's stuff that's residing in your past that keeps you from it's got you chained to your past instead of allowing you to look at the possibilities for the future. You've done something like this before. It didn't quite work out, so there's all this doubt in your mind. So your leadership is about a 2. Well, people will work to move from 8 to 9 to 10. They'll go to every single training. They'll read everything that comes out. They don't have anybody in Japan, but they know everything, how many yen you get paid for all the different levels. They know everything there is to know about Japan. They read, you know, incessantly on deregulation of different countries around the world and where deregulation is in the different states of the United States. And they go on and on and on and on, and they move from a 6 to a 7 to an 8 to a 9 to a 10, and they move across that bottom, but they never work on their leadership skills. They never work on themselves. They never work their ability to become a leader because they see themselves as followers. So let's just say you're a 2 on the leadership, you know, on the vertical axis, so you're up 2 notches there. And you're an 8 on the skill set. So that's 16 out of 100. Okay, so you're running at 16% of your potential as a human being, 16% of your potential as a leader to build your ambit energy business. So let's say you work really, really hard. I mean, you go to Ambition, you go to Power Trip, you go to EC Factory, you go to Illumination, you go to this, you go to that. You know, you're invited to this leader's retreat, that leader's retreat. You put yourself around all the information you can, and all of a sudden on the knowledge base relative to ambit energy, which is what we're talking about, you're a 10. You know everything there is to know. There's nobody that can ask you a question that you don't know the answer to. But you're still only a 2 on the vertical axis. Well, 2 times 10 is 20, so you've grown, you know, 4%. Well, if you don't grow your leadership, you're at 20% of your potential from now until the cows come home in Ambit Energy. You've learned everything there is to learn about Ambit Energy. You know every rule, every regulation. You know that spouses can both be in the business, but they have to have the same sponsor. You know, I mean, you got it all. You know how to transfer a position. You know all about the affiliate program, how the affiliate program pays out, why you never wanted to learn about that. I have no idea, but you know it all. Well, you're 20 and you're stuck on 20. Conversely, if you just said, hey, I'm happy with 8, I've spent some time on that. I don't know everything, but that's what consultant support is for. That's what my flying leadership is for, and that, those little small things I don't really need to know anyway. Brian said he didn't know how many customers you have to get paid through 5 levels. I don't need to know that either. I just need to know I need 20 to get paid through 7 levels, and that's all that matters. Well, then you start to work on that vertical axis. You start to work on your leadership. You start to develop leaders in your organization. You start to do your own conference calls. You start to do your own trainings. You start to develop some leadership skills and then invoke those leadership skills within your organization. Your organization starts to look at you as a leader. So you move from a 3 to 4. So let's say you're stuck on 8. You're not working real hard to get it over to 10, but you move from a 2 to a 4. You know, you've gone from 16% to 32%. You've doubled your capacity, okay? Now you're running on 32% of your potential in Ambit Energy. What if you go two more spots and then 2 more spots, you know? And then all of a sudden you're well over 50% of your potential. In other words, if you work on yourself, if you work on becoming a better person, not just in Ambit Energy, I'm using Ambit as the example, but you work on all the different sectors of your life, you know, your spiritual life, your family life, your work environment. You work on all aspects of your life to become a better person, to become a better leader, become, you know, somebody that attracts people instead of repels people. What happens is your potential in Ambit Energy goes up as well. And as you climb that vertical axis, you know, excuse me, as you climb that vertical axis, you know, you're going from 16 to 32 to 48 to 72% or whatever. And what happens is that your financial world explodes because you're reaching the potential that God gave you to be a leader in this business. But you didn't reach it by learning everything there was to know about Ambit Energy. We're not in the energy business. We're in the people business. You learned it by listening. You learned it by self-development. You learned it by going out into the marketplace and taking seminars and doing what you had to do, reading the books, listening to tapes, do whatever you had to do to be successful personally for you and your life, in all aspects of your life. And then when that starts to happen, not only does Ambit get easier and more financially rewarding, but you know, your home life gets better, your spiritual life gets better, you know, things that just seem to be a struggle before all of a sudden start to fall into place. And so, you know, you start to build momentum, you start to build confidence. With confidence, you know, your self-esteem goes up. When your self-esteem goes up, you know, you become a better leader. As you become a better leader, you've got more people following you. And you know, then all of a sudden you're saying, hey, I made the top 50 income earners. Hey, I got a shot to be in the top 25 income earners this year. Hey, I got a shot to become a national consultant. You know, Bear Gordon gets on this call, does a great job. I so appreciate what he does hosting the job. Talks about being an EC, and you can be too. Let me tell you, I'm an NC, and you can be too. The only thing stopping you from becoming a national consultant in Ambit Energy and a top 10 income earner is you. Period. End of paragraph. It's got nothing to do with the compensation plan. It's got nothing to do with rates. It's got nothing to do with your RC, SC, EC, NC. It doesn't have anything to do with your sponsor. It doesn't have to do with anything but you. You want to find out the reason you're successful or the reason you're lacking success in Ambit Energy? Hang up the phone from this call, go to the bathroom and look in the mirror, and that's the reason. You know, it's not my job as a leader to make you successful. It's my job as a leader to give you information so that you can make yourself successful. And what you choose to do with that information is 100% on you. You know, I'm not going to take credit for your success, you know, and I'm not going to take credit for your failure or feel like I had anything to do with the fact that you weren't successful in Ambit Energy. I knew for an absolute fact that an Ambit Energy or any other network marketing company or any other business venture in the world, that there are more people that are going to fail in it than be successful at it. So why in the world would I take on the success of others? You know, you'll hear me on the call say, oh, Ray Monty or Philip Eckert or Steve Thompson or Debbie and Chris, you know, they're all on my downline and they're great, wonderful, and rose to the top because Brian McClure did something. No, they went and worked their butt off. I encouraged them. I helped them when they asked for help. I gave them help. When they didn't ask for help, I got out of their way. I, you know, if I saw them going down the wrong path, I'd suggest it. They'd make suggestions. Sometimes they take the suggestions. Sometimes they weren't. But every single one of those people, every single one of the people in my downline, no matter where you reside or who you are, and every single person in the downline of Ambit Energy, their success or lack of success can be viewed in the mirror while they're looking at it, period, end of paragraph. You know, we all have same customer support, same consultant support. We all, you know, we're all in the same business. Why is it that some people make billions of dollars in it and other people don't make a dime, literally don't make a dime? Have never made a dime out of Ambit Energy, never will make a dime out of Ambit Energy. Does that have anything to do with rates? Does that have anything to do with what's on the internet? Does that have anything to do with anything? No, it has to do with whether they were willing to go pay the price and get out there and improve on that vertical access, make themselves better, get themselves better. But no, that they decided that they wanted to fail in Ambit Energy just like they have in the company before that and the venture before that. You know, they failed in Ambit Energy, and they're probably looking forward to failing in the next thing they get involved with. That's just who they are. They just fail. I mean, they don't do what they have to do to be successful. So they go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, you know, always blaming somebody else, always somebody else's fault. This company did that. That happened there. This one did that. You know, always pointing the finger but never looking in the mirror. I hope that we brought value to you on tonight's call. I hope that you'll tune in every Sunday night at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and whether it's myself or somebody else, that we bring value to you and your Ambit Energy business and to your life in general. So with that, Bear, I want you to open it back up and let everybody say good night.
Thank you, Brian. Great information, folks. You got to hear this again, and you got to get your team to hear it. Go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get this thing going for you. We'll have it up there that you can listen to this call again. You can share it with your team, especially those on your team that have not registered for Ambition that need to know what it's all about, especially those on your team who don't know how to listen. Get them to hear this call. Brian, I want to thank you for being on the call. I'm going to open up the line and let other people thank you as well. Guys, we'll see you next week. Here we go.